students. But Barb teaches this strict nutrition curriculum that's in there. And a lot of it will be, you know, working with the producers as well. So I think that's a very unique part because, especially for small farmers that maybe don't sell to these large markets, you know, we don't have a large tomato market, for instance. Like when I grew up down in South Arkansas, there was a big tomato market in Bradley County, Arkansas. So maybe there's a big enough market for her to sell her tomatoes to Branson High School, Branson Elementary School.
There's a young family that's put together a greenhouse in Pro Tem over by the Mark Twain School.
And that's the deal, is how can we connect to these producers and let them know that, you know, these schools could be buying from you, but then again, what type of food do they want? You know, they might not be buying purple carrots. So, you know, you might not want to buy that. They might not want to be buying watercress either. Kids, I don't like watercress necessarily. It's kind of bitter, and kids won't either. So there's a lot of, training that goes on and everything else. So it's a very unique grant, but I think it's a good grant to work with. And I didn't know necessarily that there was a big farm-to-school grant and program going on through USDA and Washington, D.C., but Amy Patillo, one of our specialists, and Pam Dutzman did get this grant to work with our local producers in these two pilot schools, one at Springfield Catholic and one at Hollister. And at first I thought it was just for them to have a garden at their school and to just get food from their garden, but that's not it. It's also to work with local producers to get food from them into that school.
Hmm. In order for them to sell to the school, do they have to be inspected or go through what type of fertilizer they might use? Or?
That's correct. And I don't know all those rules, but that's why you have the health department. So you have to work with the health department. Mm-hmm. And the health department really, and that's the one thing I learned through this first training that I went through, the health department is the big inspector that goes through everything. So, it's not Extension or anybody else. It's the health department that does the big inspections. So, and then there's also point of sale and how you keep track of all the records and everything. So it's a really good training that through this grant they're going to be providing more of that, but it's just trying to get the word out to more producers and having more of these meetings. So that's a big excitement with that I think will be coming up. Sandra is still doing more trainings. You can see that on her list. And Barb is still just being busy in the school, so we still have the VITA program going on. I went to Will Knuckles' master's defense this past Friday, and he did really well. We heard from Jay at our annual meeting that he's going to continue to fund an agronomy grad student. So I'll see him today as well to make sure that we're recruiting for that agronomy grad student. But if you have any other questions, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Rilla?
Yes.
I'm sorry. When is the drone? I saw that starts at drone program. That's at Crane Library. When is the drone demonstration you talked about some time ago? I thought it was going to be
more. Well, I'm doing a lot of youth. I have a lot of youth clubs that are doing drones. So I'm talking to Arrowhead Building Supply. They really want to be the host of the adults or community drone training. So we're going to do that. I want to make sure I do it on a day that it's warm and we don't have it as windy. But I'll let you know as soon as possible. You know, we had been planning one just for first responders. Uh-huh. And I think we're just going to do one that's just open to the public because we have so many people from all walks of life, you know, real estate and first responders, so we'll just open it up to the community. But it'll be at Arrowhead because Mike Tucker is really interested in it. Okay. So I'll let you know.
I guess we'll recess until 10 a.m. We're scheduled to be in the Taney County Commission conference room for roundtable discussion with the Road and Bridge on future projects.
Okay.
So So we'll be in recess.
Okay.